Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already, we are experiencing record-high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high-priced winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
The following program is pre-recorded. Tatum is a 7-year veteran of the Tucson Police Department. He's a YouTube sensation with over 2 million subscribers. He started Blexit with Candace Owens, and now he's tackling his biggest assignment yet. This is the Officer Tatum Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, gentlemen and ladies, welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. Let me talk about this Nathan Wade. I'm going to play this crazy clip for you guys about some girl. Free Palestine! But I'm going to finish reading this article. It says the text message exchange between Terrence Bradley and Ashley Merchant, who is representative for one of Donald Trump's co-defendants in the Georgia election fraud case, were revealed in full for the first time on Megyn Kelly's podcast Wednesday. It says, we have gotten our hands on the text message, Kelly said in her opening to her show, reference to the 413 message exchange. In the text message, Bradley called Willis and Wade arrogant as F. It says the admission of Nathan Wade's friend and former law partner that they do not want you to see is what she said in her podcast. In the text, Bradley called Willis and I think it's repeating that. It says, do you think the affair started before she hired him? Merchant, representing the co-defendant, text Bradley in earlier January. Was she text Bradley in early January? The response was absolutely. Bradley responded. It started when she left the DA's office and was judge in South Fulton. Willis was a judge in South Fulton in 2019, according to Time Magazine. Now, we all know because I looked it up and listen, it didn't take me long, bro. I listened to the hearing. They said the first time they met was in 2019 at a conference. I knew they were having sex ever since then. Two grown people ain't meeting at a conference and all that stuff, and they just being friends. Especially not if you a dirtbag like she is. So they were doing it since then. It wasn't her roommate, but a woman that she sublet from whatever arrangement that they did at the condo said that she had seen them on multiple occasions before. In 2019 and 2020, kissing and doing all this other stuff that people do when they are doing the adult thing. So we know that they lying. A former lawyer and friend of Nathan Wade, who represented Nathan Wade originally in his divorce case, when asked on the stand, didn't Wade tell you that him and Fannie Willis had sex at the office? And he was quiet for like 5 seconds because he didn't want to perjure himself on the trial. I mean, on the stand. He didn't want to lie on the stand. And the reason why the attorney was asking him the questions because they already got the text messages. And so he apparently said, I don't recall. Which you can say that if you actually don't recall, even if it's true and you just don't remember. But, I mean, everybody know this is crazy, and I hope that it get worse. I didn't see Megyn Kelly's thing, but I wish that I had the insider information because I don't have access to the text messages. But when I do, I'm going to read it to you guys because I guarantee you it's worse than we think. I guarantee you they were having sex at the office. I guarantee you she got the condo so her and Nathan Wade can have that affair. where nobody will know where they're going. So she wouldn't get an apartment in her own name. She just sublet from a condo. So her name is not on the lease. It didn't exist. If it wasn't for them kind of getting caught out on this, that wouldn't have existed. She owns a house. She doesn't have an apartment. That apartment is in the name of another person. This is what I think in theory would happen. And therefore she can do a little cheating and doing all that stuff. And then she can always go back home. And these people think they so smart, but they're dumb. She think once she finished having fun and having an affair, she go back to her house and say, yeah, I was unsafe for a little bit of time and I just went back because I wasn't safe. So I had to move out. No, you didn't. You messing with this man and man got a wife and this is what you're doing. I wonder what Nathan Wade's wife is saying about all this stuff. But anyway, let's play the clip of this liberal that's crying over Palestine. I think she claimed that she was a Jew and now all of a sudden she want to free Palestine, set herself on fire and all this stuff. I wrote a clip.
There was a group of Orthodox Jews in front of me, and my first thought was, I wonder if they are in support of this imperialist.
Think about what this fool just said. This is exactly what anti-Semitism is, even amongst other Jews, or religious Jews, or secular, or, you know, I won't say secular Jews. But religious Jews are people who are born into it. Maybe I call them secular Jews. But this is what anti-Semitism looked like. Is that your first thought of Orthodox Jews is that you build a hatred towards them. Because you somehow think in your mind that they're part of something that you don't like. Without knowing them, without talking to them, without doing anything. You just build this into your psyche. This is what this girl is explaining. Continue to roll.
Colonizer. Settler, yeah, state that is Israel, and I wonder if they're in support of this occupation and this genocide. And then I immediately just, I want to just, like, stay the f- away from me, get away from me. And I'm afraid to tell this to the internet. I don't want.
Sure you are.
I don't want other Jewish people to think that I hate them, because that is not. It's not the case. I'm trying to explain that.
That you're anti-Semitic.
I have lost so much faith in my own community. And I no longer feel this connection that I did prior to educating myself and knowing that the existence of this country...
Hold on 1 second. I got to interject. Do we realize that there was a terrorist attack in Israel? It's why all this happened. There was nothing. There was no bombs in Gaza. There was no war in Gaza. There was no IDF troops in Gaza. There was none of that in Gaza. Gaza was doing their own thing. But there was something that happened called a terrorist attack. There is no occupation of Gaza and genocide of Gazan citizens. That doesn't exist outside of Hamas killing innocent people. It's crazy that these people don't even acknowledge. This girl claimed that she's a Jew and she don't even acknowledge what happened in Israel. None of this would have happened if they hadn't committed a terrorist attack and video recorded on body camera. What are we even talking about at this point? The war would be over. There would already be a ceasefire if Hamas would release hostages and surrender. What are we saying here, people? It's just the world is so ignorant to me. This girl is just, these people are nuts. I'm not even really involved. I don't have to look at a lot of stuff in the Middle East to know that, oh, I see a terrorist attack. Oh, and I see them avenging this terrorist attack. And they're going to avenge it until the terrorists who did it are no longer there in Gaza. Ding, 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 ding. It's really that simple. Continue to roll the clip.
Hey, that is supposed to be for the protection of my people. It's not true. It was a lie. That was never its intention. That was never its goal. And if you think that it was, then you're just stupid. Like, you're literally naive. I'm sorry. And the fact that so many people on the internet are unable to understand why Aaron, the man that lit himself on fire, why he would do that. You know, why would you kill yourself in such a group?
I got to stop her again. I don't think it's irrational for people to wonder why would a man set himself on fire and burn to death to get what attention? He act like, listen, this would have been cooler for him to do. Leave the military, go to Gaza, and fight for the Palestinian people. Now, that would have been a story. Wow, an American citizen absconded. He was a traitor to his country because he cared about Palestine that much, that he went over there and got raped and beheaded before he ever could fight in any war. That would have been his success story. Because that probably would have happened to you, you go over there. You want to bet me? As if they just friendly to you, you come over in there, you know, in the Gaza, and they're just going to treat you with open, you know, they're going to receive you with open arms. Because you're an American. They probably hate Americans. They definitely hate Jews. And we're backing the Jews. So what they think about Americans at this point? They're going to come over and do a kumbaya with you and let you put on a uniform, a Palestinian Hamas uniform? I would have respected him a little more if he did that. But you go in your privilege to a gate with your smartphone and set yourself on fire. I bet he was hoping somebody was going to put him out, but they never did. You set yourself on fire to do a ceasefire. How in the do you think Palestinians are looking at that video and be like, oh, my God, that's crazy. Netanyahu is watching online be like, oh, my God, he burned himself. Let me stop the war. And they probably ain't seen the video. Netanyahu ain't seen it. So what you doing? America can't ceasefire nothing. Hold the phone. We all know that aches and pains come with getting older, but it doesn't mean that you have to accept it. That's why I want to tell you about Leah from Ohio and her Relief Factor story. Leah was sitting on her couch in so much pain that she was literally in tears. That's when she decided to try Relief Factor. In just 8 days, she found relief, and she continued to get better and better. She says, I truly am amazed at this product. And like Leah, I was amazed at how well Relief Factor works. If you are living with aches and pains, see how Relief Factor, a daily drug-free supplement, can help you feel and live better every day. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor truly has helped so many people take back their lives. Relief Factor helps support your body's natural response to inflammation. So get started. Try the Relief Factor 3-week quick start kit. It's only $19.95 and comes with a feel better or your money back guarantee. Visit relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That is 1-800, the number 4-RELIEF.
Find what you love, love what you find. A Total Wine and More. There's so much waiting for you. Spirits and beer, thousands of wines. Walk right through the door. It's all here to explore. With guides in the know, when price is so low, it just might blow your mind. You're gonna find what you love and love what you find.
Drink responsibly, B21.
Your Talk believes in American values and that free should mean exactly that, free. Switch to Pure Talk today and get a free Samsung 5G smartphone. Qualifying plans start at just $35 a month. Just dial #250, #250, and say the keyword spend less and claim your eligibility for your free brand new Samsung 5G smartphone and to switch to my cell phone company, Pure Talk.
Life is always easier when we make good decisions. Taking care of your vehicle with regular maintenance is a smart decision that will save you money. Going to Premier Oil Change for regular maintenance is another great decision and an easy way to maintain your new car warranty. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Come experience fast drive-through service with no appointment required. Premier changes your fluids while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point service. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. And in Anderson, across from Roundtable, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Riverfront Playhouse presents Five Women Wearing the Same Dress, written by Alan Ball, directed by Erin Haney Stewart. Five Women Wearing the Same Dress is a comedic exploration of love and friendship as five diverse bridesmaids find solace in a bedroom during a wedding reception, revealing the complexities of their relationship. Tickets available at riverfrontplayhouse.net. Enjoy the store reading and at the door. Five Women Wearing the Same Dress, March 8th through 24th at the Riverfront Playhouse. Sponsored by this station and other amazing sponsors.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
This is the Officer Tatum Show. 844-900-7243. That's 844-900-7243.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. I want to finish that clip with that crying lunatic. I think it's important, y'all, because young people out here setting themselves on fire and crying online because of the occupation in Palestine. I don't get it, man. Maybe I shouldn't play the rest of that clip. What a waste of everybody's eardrum power. Just know that that girl, what do you say? I got offended. They told me I got offended. Y'all got to hear this. It get worse. Wrote a clip.
Some terrible way. Do you have to ask yourself that question? Are you serious? His last words were free Palestine. This man was active service.
His last words were that's what his last words was. His last words was he was on fire. Quit talking about his last words was free Palestine. He quit talking halfway through that smoke fire. He was smoked out. Quit. I'm not trying to be mean, but bro, let's keep it real. Quit trying to act like what he did was something heroic. For the next dummy that think they're going to set themselves on fire to make an example out of something, don't do it. Because he didn't go out with a bang. I saw the video. His last words wasn't no free Palestine right before he died. No, he was, That was his last words. And he was ashes. Not going to have a proper burial. And they still fighting. There ain't been no ceasefire, and it won't be. Continue.
Member for our military, a white man who knew his privilege, and he knew the effect that if he killed himself, that he would actually get coverage on the news. And people are accusing him of glorifying suicide and accusing others of glorifying suicide by sharing his story and his final words. It's like, what's happening? What's happening? And how many more people, this is what I think about every day, how many more people, how many more Americans have to come out in support of a free Palestine? How many more people have to call for a permanent ceasefire? And how many more people have to say that they don't support the existence of Israel for this to end? Like, does it just not matter? Because that's what I think now. But these feelings that I have right now, this anger, this sadness, it's not even comparable to what the people in Gaza are feeling. And this privilege that I have to be able to sit here and cry to you right now, it can't stop here. It needs to be used in other ways. And that's what I have to keep telling myself. So maybe it doesn't matter how many more people come out and say that they need, that they demand a permanent ceasefire and that they want an end to this illegal occupation. But maybe our government just will never do anything. But that doesn't mean that we stop. That doesn't mean that we stop. That means that we just keep begging and screaming louder and louder and more aggressively.
Mm.
I'm sorry for crying. I didn't take my Zoloft the past 2 days.
Zoloft.
Free Palestine.
She ended it with a free Palestine. You know how deranged you have to be. I feel bad for her parents. That is a spit in the face. Somebody failed that young lady to be that ignorant. Listen, if you said, I would love for Palestinians to have a two-state solution, which they've already been, denied it, I don't know how many times. If you were to mention that, that makes sense. If you were to say the people in Palestine except for Hamas, that would make sense. You know, you worry about the people in Palestine except for Hamas and the people who voted for Hamas. If you want to separate the two, I think that makes sense. But if you say to end the Israeli state or free Palestine, what does that look like? Think about this for a minute. People say this, but you're actually replacing one claim genocide for another. If you end what they call the occupation, where do the Jews go? Because Palestinians want the entire region. So what are they going to do with the Jews? You just push them off into the sea like they claim in there from the river to the sea? Palestine will be free. They want to kill all the Jews. How does that make sense that you're claiming that we need to stop one genocide to encourage another genocide? And to be honest, this is not a genocide. This is called a war. When you go and commit a terrorist attack in somebody else's country, they're going to retaliate. What are we even talking about? None of these blue head dummies had any problem with what was going on until it's trendy. It's trendy to say free Palestine. These kids on Zoloft and all this stuff got them going crazy. These kids are nuts. This girl probably in her mind really believed that there's some goo-goo occupation going on. And I'll say this, look, you're not crying about giving Native Americans their land back, are you? Because we ain't going to give it back. It's over. We won. It's our land now. It's like Debo on Friday. It's my bike, punk. he took homeboy bike and said, it's my bike, punk. It's my country, punk. That's pretty much what they're saying. I'm not trying to be insensitive, but I'm just saying that America is run by the Americans. If you were Native American, I'm sorry. You lost. Y'all wasn't sorry when an Aztecs took over, were you? You weren't sorry when Paspayaki took over, the Tohono O'odham tribe. Were you sad when they killed other people to get what they got? Oh, y'all cool with that, though. They can scalp other natives and take over massive amounts of land and rape their people and do all this other stuff to get around control, and you cool with that. That's not called genocide. That's not called an occupation. How do you think the Aztecs got so big? Because somebody looked at them and said, you know, you guys are better than us. You can have the land. We're going to go jump in the water and live in the sea, live under the sea. Like SpongeBob. We live under the sea. Got people living under the sea. No, they got killed. They probably raped them and ate them and all kind of the stuff that people were doing back in the day. And y'all were totally fine with that. Then the Americans come and win because y'all hate white people so much. Now y'all think we the scumbags of the earth. But yet people in Palestine and these other places, they'll kill you if you gay. They'll throw you off a building. I don't know if they do that in Gaza. But I wouldn't be shocked if they did, because they do it in a lot of the Muslim countries. They throw you off a building if you're gay. They don't treat women have no rights. But y'all steady holding up a torch for people that you don't even understand. And they do not accept you. They hate Americans. I would argue that they hate Americans. If they hate Jews, they definitely hate Americans, because we're Christians. To them, we're a Christian nation. We believe in Jesus Christ, not Muhammad. And no Allah Akbar in America. Allahu Akbar, something like that. That's how they say it. Ain't none of that in America. Hold the phone.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Do you come alive in the great outdoors? Do you love to hunt, fish, or cruise the lake every chance you get? See it all at the Redding Sportsman's Expo, April 6th and 7th at the Redding Civic Auditorium. All you could possibly want or need to gear up for outdoors with over 150 exhibitors. From apparel to hunting, fishing, boating, camping, kayaking, mountain biking, off-road utility equipment, just to name a few. Redding Sportsman's Expo, April 6th and 7th at the Redding Civic Auditorium. Something for the whole family. Euro bungee, climbing wall, exhibitor demonstrations. Enjoy the beer garden with a variety of food. Win thousands in prize giveaways. $8 admission, 6 for seniors. 12 and under are free. Sunday we honor our veterans with our free admission all day. Redding Sportsman's Expo, April 6th and 7th. Go to www.readingsportsmansexpo.com for more information. Presented by Elwood Ranch, Pettigo Redding, Bridgeford, Garage Force, Crown Motors, and California Customs. See it all at the Redding Sportsman's Expo, April 6th and 7th at the Redding Civic Auditorium.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Attention adventure seekers, save the date for the 30th annual Safari Club International Banquet hosted by the Redding Chapter of Safari Club International on April 27th at the Wind River Resort Center beginning at 5 p.m. Immerse yourself in the thrill of our auction featuring guns, hunting trips, equipment, and breathtaking artwork. Get ready for games and a drawing with fantastic prizes. For more details and tickets, visit sciredding.org. Join us for an unforgettable evening of camaraderie and conversation. See you there.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Ladies, welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. If you haven't already done so, may I ask you as a personal favor to help me step up today and support our friends at Alliance Defending Freedom, the nonprofit legal defense fund defending our First Amendment freedoms, including freedom of speech and freedom of religion. ADF currently has not one but two cases headed to the U.S. Supreme Court. Those cases and cost hundreds of thousands of dollars, which we all are aware of. If you did anything with lawyers, they run it up. So it's going to cost a lot of money. But since ADF has won 15 Supreme Court victories since 2011, they know how to be wise stewards of your gift as they fight for our freedoms. you can join ADF in a fight for all of us. There's a stand with ADF banner at the top of my website at theofficertatum.com. That's theofficertatum.com, where you can help me support this important organization with a donation. Whatever you can contribute today, your gift today will make a critical difference as we hear from ADF's Vice President, Jeremy Tedesco.
It's the lifeblood of our ministry. We can't do the work we do unless people out there say it's worth giving to ADF to defend these freedoms and to do this work. So, you know, I personally and many, you know, all of us, all of our staff members at ADF are just overwhelmed with gratitude that people sacrificially give so we can do the work we do. And, you know, we stand in the gap for people's freedoms, and, you know, people who donate to us make all that possible.
Your gift of $100 or more will help Alliance Defending Freedom fight critical court battles for men and women just like you and I, all the way to the Supreme Court, where ADF has won, again, 15 victories since 2011. So just go to the banner at the top of my website at theofficertatum.com. That's theofficertatum.com. Or you can call in your generous gift at 855-425-5188. That's 855-425-5188. All right, I got a caller calling in, 844-900-7243, 844-900-7243. Let me go with Al from Atlanta. Welcome to the Officer Tatum Show.
Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm blessed.
That's good to know. But the one thing most people don't really understand, we ask for peace, but the world is run off war. There's no, those people complaining now, the Palestinians complaining about the Jewish takeover, they were conquerors in their day, too, when they were in power and had their own country and everything. They had vast armies, and they made their living by raiding, by conquest, by shooting and killing other people, all the things they're accusing the Jews of doing now. But mankind is geared for war. From the Romans to the Greeks to the Persians, all over multiple millennia of human history, war has been an engine of commerce. Someone's got to buy the weapons, and someone has to bury the bodies. So it stimulates economies. And one of the sad things about teaching in America, Harvard University teaches that a businessman should cultivate both the problem and the solution. You give people a problem, and then you sell them a solution or a temporary remedy for it. That's still business by violence. And if we look at ourselves and recognize the danger of staying in that mentality, like Martin Luther King Jr. said, we'll either live together as brothers or die apart like fools.
Yeah, no, I agree, Al. Al, thank you so much for the call. That was Al. You've called in a few times, and I think that was one of the best things I've heard you say. And I do respect all the times you call in, but that was I couldn't have said it better. I don't think anybody could have said that better. Addressing the Palestinian thing, and then also addressing, see, we look at stuff kind of almost at face value a lot of the times, and so do I. I'm not missed on this. I'm a human just like most of us. We're looking at this war in Palestine, this war in Gaza against the Israelis or whatever the case may be, and we just see a terrorist attack and a retaliation. There is a lot more to this than just that. There's a lot that garnered up this level of enthusiasm and zeal and passion for them to go and try to kill innocent Israelis. And then there's a reason why the response is what it is and why the response has to continue. There's a lot more to it. And then Israel and Gaza are not the only two involved in this, right? There's financial backing from other countries that probably instigated or funded this assault front. And then there's people like us in America and others who are funding and helping Israel. There's a lot of stuff that go on behind the scenes that people don't want to acknowledge. Hold the phone. know that aches and pains come with getting older, but it doesn't mean that you have to accept it. That's why I want to tell you about Leah from Ohio and her Relief Factor story. Leah was sitting on her couch in so much pain that she was literally in tears. That's when she decided to try Relief Factor. In just 8 days, she found relief, and she continued to get better and better. She says, "I truly am amazed at this product." And like Leah, I was amazed at how well Relief Factor works. If you are living with aches and pains, see how Relief Factor, a daily drug-free supplement, can help you feel and live better every day. Every day. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor truly has helped so many people take back their lives. Relief Factor helps support your body's natural response to inflammation. So get started. Try the Relief Factor 3-Week Quick Start Kit. It's only $19.95 and comes with a feel better or your money back guarantee. Visit ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That is 1-800-4-RELIEF.
Find what you love, love what you find. A Total Wine and More. There's so much waiting for you. Spirits and beer, thousands of wines. Walk right through the door. It's all here to explore. With guys in the know, when prices so low, it just might blow your mind. You're gonna find what you love and love what you find.
This is Dennis Prager, and now a truly exciting new benefit. My monthly online video get-together for Pragertopia Plus members only. For an hour each month, get an exclusive chance to ask me anything. I'll be answering your questions. I've never done this. Submit your questions for me at Pragertopia.com. This is our chance to connect like never before. Go to Pragertopia.com or click the banner at DennisPrager.com.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
28603.
Way they have to live here in this country.
This is the Officer Tatum Show on the Salem News Channel, on the Salem Podcast Network, and right here, right now.
Ladies and gentlemen, gentlemen, ladies, welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. I'm going to tell you guys about Relief Factor. If you're looking for a solution to aches and pains, if you're looking for a supplement that works, Relief Factor is your supplement. I take Relief Factor. It works well for me. I'm confident it'll work well for you. Over a million people have tried Relief Factor's Quick Start Kit, and over 70% of those people have gone on, or roughly 70% of those people have gone on to order more. So if you're looking for a supplement that's 100% drug-free, then give Relief Factor a try. Relief Factor uses supplements like turmeric and omega-3s that really helps your body's natural response to inflammation. So if you're sick and tired of being sore and uncomfortable, give it a try. I've read testimonies of people 85 years old, 70 years old, 50 years old. I'm 36 years old and I take Relief Factor. So it's very simple, y'all. It's not very complicated. It's not even that much that I have to convince you. All you have to do is look up the ingredients. Putting those ingredients together is going to be effective. And if you do it the right way, it will be effective for fight inflammation. It's very simple. So give it a try. ReliefFactor.com, 800-4-RELIEF. All right, let me move on. More news. Home of the top NYC mayor, Adams, raided by the FBI. Hold on, let me see. His aide, I think it's Winnie. Is it Winnie? Greco, raided by FBI, sources say. The FBI agents hit the Bronx home on an embattled top aide to Mayor Adams on Thursday. Law enforcement sources told the Post agents were spotted at the this lady's home, who is already under probe by the city Department of Investigations over allegations that she improperly used her city hall position to get perks, including renovations to her home. She better not be black. Can somebody look this lady up? Is she a black woman? Let me find her name on here. Shoot, I just read it. It's Winnie Greco. I'm probably saying her name wrong. Yeah, Winnie Winnie Greco. All right, we're going to look her up. I hope she's not black. Thank God she's white, because I thought it was another. She's Asian. Okay, dang, I thought it would be another black woman. Like Fannie Willis. God dang. All right, she's still wrong for what she did, and I hope she go to prison. It was immediately clear on Thursday's law enforcement actions, first reported by News 12 Bronx, was connected to the investigation. An FBI spokesperson said agents were at this lady's home to conduct authorized law enforcement activity, which, of course, they can't say exactly what they're doing. It said the FBI did not immediately respond to the request from the Post. Greco, who is 61 years old, Adams' $100,000-a-year director of Asian Affairs, okay, that makes sense, came under scrutiny late last year when the city first reported that she was under DOI probe over claiming that she promised a campaign volunteer a job in the Adams administration if he performed work on her kitchen earlier in 2022. She also allegedly reached out to a potential Chinese business executive to make a $10,000 donation to attend a Chinese-focused event held by the mayor at Garcetti's mansion. Now, this, if they probe enough, most of these people would probably be going to jail. Representative Lauren Boebert's son, Tyler, allegedly made a sex tape with co-defendant. What? Representative Lauren Boebert's 18-year-old son allegedly made a sex tape with one of his fellow robbery suspects, an arrest affidavit revealed Wednesday. Let me read this again. I think I'm tripping. Lauren Boebert, the one that was at the theater getting groped and gaslighting everybody about it, her 18-year-old son, he's now an adult, allegedly made a sex tape with one of his fellow robbery suspects, an arrest affidavit revealed Wednesday. Tyler Boebert, who was arrested Tuesday on 22 counts related to a string of thefts in his home state of Colorado, was outed by a juvenile who was questioned in connection with a string of thefts, according to the documents. The individual revealed that Boebert had distributed the sex tape, which included a female allegedly accomplice, to another person in the age group. The name of the alleged accomplice were redacted throughout the document. Tyler and his underage friends are accused of breaking into cars in Rifle, Colorado last week and stealing wallets and credit cards. The group suddenly used the cards at a local gas station as well as a Starbucks and McDonald's and a fast fashion brand called Sheen, the court documents allege. the $717 attempted purchase at Shein was rejected. Tyler, who has a son last year, unidentified 15-year-old, was nabbed on surveillance footage at a gas station where one of the stolen cars was used and was identified by cops who recognized him based on previous encounters. The young dad was arrested on Tuesday and was released without bail the following day. Can I just say this real quick? Lauren Boebert, she probably needs to step down. I just want to say she needs to step down. And I know I get feed in Colorado, so hopefully people, Coloradans, would agree with me. Lady, you need to step down. Your husband getting in trouble, the police call to your house, you getting groped on camera, you lied and told everybody it was just you, them alleging that you did something. We see you on there vaping. You look like you were trying to create a sex tape in the theater. Then you stick the middle finger up at these people. What an arrogant dirtbag of a character that is. I don't know her personally, but that action, that's unbecoming of a representative, period. And then you got kids out here doing crazy stuff. How is your kid involved in a 22 count arrest for theft? Ma'am, you need to stop what you're doing and take care of your family. You done got a divorce. You dating some dude that's a liberal. Your kid out here going to jail. Kid done had a kid out of wedlock at 15 years old. Well, not at 15 years old. I don't know when he had the kid, but he had the kid when he wasn't 18. I'm just saying, man, listen, the only reason I'm saying this, because if it was me, I would be like, look, I'm ashamed of myself. I need to sit there. This is too much going on. If right now,
find what you love, love what you find, a Total Wine and More, there's so much waiting for you. Spirits and beer, thousands of wines, walk right through the door, it's all here to explore. With guides in the know, when price is so low, it just might blow your mind.
Drink responsibly, B21.
Laura Trump provides a fresh and honest perspective on the issues that matter to you on The Right View podcast, now available on the Salem Podcast Network.
The number of Americans, and I think this is part of the problem right now, the number of Americans getting their news from TikTok quadrupled in the past 3 years. It really kind of terrifies me for what is to come for this country.
Subscribe to The Right View on Apple, Spotify, Google, YouTube, Rumble, or at Salem. PodcastNetwork.com.
When I grow up, I want to work for a woke company. Like super woke.
When I grow up,
I want to be hired based on what I look like
rather than my skills.
I want to be judged
by my political beliefs.
I want to get promoted
based on my chromosomes.
When I grow up,
I want to be offended
by my coworkers
and walk around the office
on eggshells
and have my words policed
by HR.
Words like
grandfather,
peanut gallery,
long time no see,
no can do.
When I grow up,
I want to be obsessed with emotional safety
and do workplace sensitivity training
all day long.
When I grow up, I want to climb the corporate ladder
just by following the crowd.
I want to be a conformist.
I want to weaponize my pronouns. What are pronouns?
It's time to grow up and get back to work. Introducing the number one woke-free job board in America, RedBalloon.work.
Post your open jobs at RedBalloon.work and use promo code Salem to get 10% off your first month's job postings.
Hi, this is Rhett Rasmussen of BestHotGrill.com. We make the Solaire infrared grills, which are unique among gas grills. We designed Solaire from the ground up to optimize the performance of the Solaire infrared burner. What is infrared? The Solaire infrared burner efficiently uses natural gas or propane, creating up to 15,000 tiny flames to heat the ceramic plate, which radiates the red-hot, intense heat directly to your food. Conventional gas grills heat the air inside the grill, which dries out the food. The direct Solaire infrared energy locks in the juices for a more natural-tasting, succulent, and flavorful food. Die-hard charcoal grillers agree that Solaire infrared is as close to the white-hot intensity and taste they get from their charcoal fire, but with the convenience and controllability of gas. Solaire is truly the last grill you'll ever buy. Learn more at besthotgrill.com. That's besthotgrill.com. Solaire infrared at besthotgrill.com.
and gentlemen, ladies, welcome back to the Austin Tanner Show. I don't even know if this hour is even on in Denver, but I hope people do recognize that, like, Lauren Boebert is responsible for this stuff. You know, her son, out of the charges, he five felony charges. Now, he's not convicted yet, but he's been charged, which is significant. And four for criminal possession of ID documents with multiple victims and one conspiracy to commit charge. He also faces charges of misdemeanors for first degree criminal trespassing of an automobile with the intent to commit a crime, four charges of identity theft, possession with intent to use, two charges for contributing to the delinquency of a minor. That means that he did this with other minors. Because if he's 18 when he did it, the people who are minors, he gets charged with contributing to the delinquency of those minors. And then it says Tyler, who turned 19 in March, was also handed three petty offenses for theft less than $300. They threw the book at him. Boebert's arrest is not the teen's first brush with the police. In 2022, Boebert was given a careless driving causing bodily injury ticket when he flipped his father's SUV into a Garfield County creek bed, injuring his 19-year-old friend. It says a part of the plea deal, Tyler was ordered to attend a Alive at 25 driver awareness program. Prosecutors dropped the case to a defected vehicle for headlights ticket. But Boebert never made his April 2023 court appearance. A bench warrant was issued for the teen, who eventually called the court and requested for the hearing to be changed to a later date where he would appear virtually, reportedly sending in a Live at 25 completion certification. It says in June, Lauren Boebert confirmed she was a grandmother at 36 years old to Tyler and his girlfriend, if they gave birth to their first son. That's like me. I don't know. She may have had him a lot younger because I'm 36. If my 13-year-old, 14-year-old son, he'd be 14 this year, had a kid, me and his mama fail him. That ain't his fault. It's our fault. My son shouldn't be having sex right now. When he with me, ain't no sex happening. You know, he got a little phone, but I go through that phone like I'm the FBI. You ain't got no rights in my house. I'm like the Chinese government. It's a dictatorship. I'll go through your phone. I'm surveilling my kids. When you 18, do your own thing. But until then, I'm Xi Jinping on y'all. I'm going to be all in your business. Who you talking to? Let me see them text messages. And only five people can text my son right now, but you know these kids got ways around that stuff. Let me pull these apps up. What you looking at on the apps? You don't want to play with me. Hold the phone.
Years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Hi, this is Elle. Join me and my good friend and co-host Ron Lim and Lenny Matthews for our show, Ask Elle, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Every Tuesday night at 6 p.m., we'll be exploring powerful topics on how to have a successful and satisfying relationship. See you here on Tuesday night at 6 p.m., brought to you by KNS Staffing Solutions.
530-605-4517.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.